being young and caring for my sister and going out with my sister, I remember people's attitudes used to get to me. So whether it was when we were making that bus journey to go and buy the records, there'd be people staring at her, and that used to really annoy me. And I used to, well, I developed this amazing Paddington Bear stare where I would just like annihilate people with my stare. Like, what are you looking at my sister for? And yeah, her behaviour is quite extreme. So we'd go to the supermarket and she'd have a tantrum and she'd lie herself down on the floor and she'd kick and scream and it would be hideously embarrassing. But again, you just feel it brings out the protective nature of you, I guess. So I'd say to people, be strong. But at the same time, it's also quite difficult and you can be really embarrassed by your sibling's behaviour or your parents' behaviour, whoever you're caring for. And that's okay too. It's absolutely fine to feel cross with them and a little bit resentful, and that's absolutely natural and normal, and that's what any relationship's like. You know, you can love people, you can also really be annoyed by them too. So I'd say to people, you know, take strength from that if you like. And it's a big responsibility, you know, when you're really, really young. It makes you grow up very quickly, and I think it forms the person that you are, and you will instinctively be a lot more intuitive and you'll be more caring and you'll be aware of other people, and that's a great thing. That makes you a really strong person, a really special person. I always assumed that I'd be a teacher of people with special needs. That was what I was going to do. I never thought I would be doing the job that I'm doing now. It's like, this is my path. I've cared for my sister. Our whole world was, you know, with learning disabilities. My mum used to run a toy library, and I just assumed that I would go into the caring profession. And so how I ended up doing what I'm doing now was just a complete fluke. But I think there was a moment when I suddenly thought, actually, that doesn't have to be my world. There is another world out there, and I can be someone else. I don't have to be this carer for my whole life.